are talking to Dr. Nick Baggage, EarthPulse.com, EarthPulse.com. I hope you joined us the first half hour. This is a really invigorating conversation. We're going to continue. I often think, I know for me, when I go to Walmart or whatever and I see these masks, I mean, something inside me, it just drives me nuts, just instinctually. What does Dr. Nick Baggage think when he sees all these people in masks?
Well, it's again, how easy it is to change behavior of so many people so rapidly. That's number one. And then you think about it, the fear that was generated to create that outcome, because it's really a fear-motivated thing. And, you know, is it helping? Is it hurting? You know, there's a big controversy over that these days. What I would say is,
what do you stand? Where do you stand? Is it helping or hurting or neutral or waste of time or what?
I think it's a lot of it is a waste of time. All right. But as a courtesy to others, I think people should keep in mind that why inflame something if it's not that inconvenient? All right. Now, so what do I do personally? Yeah, I'll put it on when I go into public places. If I can't maintain a distance, if I can maintain a distance, I'm sorry, I'm not wearing the mask, because there's some logic to all of this. Okay. And here's the thing. When you wear that mask, you're wearing the same one over and over again. Stop and think about it for a moment.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you're really concentrating whatever it is in this space. And so there'll be more on that, right? I mean, you're going to hear more about that. But it's, again, a way of changing behavior. And now you see people getting violently angry if you don't have one, you know. And it's like, why invite it? But this is part of that social engineering that is happening and how effective it can be.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. And this is one of the few times I'm going to disagree with
you. That's okay.
I think we should talk about this. I think it's important. I'm of the opinion that the mass discussion, these same points – hey, it's simple, it's convenient, be courteous to other people, you don't want an argument. That's kind of the same argument they're going to have about vaccinations. It's really the same argument. You know, hey, just do it for some people, you know, you got to protect the elderly, you just need to be part of this. So it becomes the same discussion. To me, whether it's polite, whether we better start engaging, you know, not aggressive, I don't know, finding some way to engage in this discussion where we're not acquiescing.
This is what I would say. On the vaccine side, my answer will be no, because I don't have any confidence in their science relative to vaccines. Okay, that's where I am. On the mask issue, I agree with you, is when do you push back on this and how do you push back on this? Because, and the problem is the science that says the mask is not necessary isn't getting any play. And it should, because
a good scientist can come forward. Well,
it is in Sweden. Yeah,
it is in Sweden, Netherlands, Denmark. The media is going to them and say, why are you having no mask? And the head of health for a whole country in Europe, a major, is saying there is no evidence that it does anything. In fact, there's some indication that it hurts you. We're not going to mandate it. And in America, exactly. We got Fauci. Exactly. I mean, and see, I'll get mad about this really quick, because I see it. Everything you told me about the changing of behavior, manipulating our instinct, manipulating common sense, manipulating our ability to even think logically, is all tied up in this mask. It's not just about convenience or avoiding the conflict or being polite. No, it's about erasing our just uniqueness and dignity in some way and twisting it. That's the way I see it.
I think that's a fair characterization. I can't disagree with it in terms of what the actual outcome is, because that's, again, what you got to look at is the outcome. And the outcome is a more passive, willing society to line up for the next thing, which is going to be the push for the vaccines. And the question mark in that and the push for verified ID, right? That you're a good guy. That scares the jeebus out of me, man. When I think about the idea of that level of mass control, is there's nothing good in it at all.
It's like China. You just sat there the first half hour. We talked about China. It sounds just like China to me.
It is, and that is what's happening in the U.S. And they're imposing it in a way that most people don't even see it. When you think of the demonstrations that are happening, and then the riots that work with them. You know, there's two different things happening here. There's a group of people that are genuinely concerned about some things and trying to get that message out there. And then there's this group of folks that are hijacking it as another opportunity to create chaos in our cities and see anarchists. And this idea of breaking down a set of American values and replacing them. And now this is the important piece. Shock the system. It's the only way you can create radical changes within a system. You have to shock the system radically. And then people suspend judgment. They suspend a lot of things because fear takes over. And see, the tidal wave that's happening is not fully perceived yet because of the fiat that's been pumped into the system. You got a tidal wave, and if you think about what a tidal wave looks like when it's forming, you know, the water goes way out. And people run to the beach and say, wow, look at that. The water's so low. Right? And so the American public is running for the beach because the water's so low, going, what happened? What happened? And when they get far enough in, they're going to look up and say, oh, wow, there's a wall of water headed our way. And then they're going to start running. And then they're going to get buried under that wall of water. And that's this is all being held back by this artificial move that at some point goes, boom. And when that happens, and it'll happen most likely, depends. Okay, here's what I would say. It depends on whether the Democrats think they can make that happen before the election to get their guy elected, right? Or if it can be avoided long enough to get Trump elected. And here's the thing. So far, you know, Donald Trump is such a person of low character on so many levels, in my opinion, in terms of how he carries himself in his public persona. However, and he's a bully. He's a mean guy. And you know what? I think America needed that kind of a leader. And I don't believe you become president of the United States without God allowing that to happen. So why did he make it? Okay, I think he made it there because he wasn't part of this system. He was a disruptor. He had to deal with corrupt mafia and government all through New York City. He knows what it's like to get your hands dirty and gooed up with the garbage of human garbage in terms of how people construct their lives. He's been there and done that. But I believe he has an interest in leaving a legacy behind that isn't a negative one, because I believe he thinks that way. You know, he's pretty self-absorbed. No, he doesn't want to leave a history that's a blight. So I think the big surprises are yet to come from Donald Trump.
And you mean somebody getting arrested that we've heard of?
Oh, I think there'll be a bunch of people arrested before it's all over if he's not part of the same system. This is going to be the defining moments, what happens now in election time, because the forces in this world are organized for an opportunity to take it and reshape it because they've got the opportunity. So who wins this next presidential election? You know, it either ushers.
Do you think he's going to win? Do you think he's going to win?
You know, I said he was going to win last time, and I think he's going to win this time. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, is I don't believe the polls. And because
why would happened, you?
The polls were 16% off last time saying Hillary would win. And they were 16% off. You know, that was a landslide in the wrong direction, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And so between now and election time is an eternity in the world of politics. Anything over a month, you know, is enough room to forget, you know, in terms of how politics actually runs. And because it's so honed now, you mentioned in the last segment as we ended it, Cambridge Analytica. And just that whole concept of how that all works. And Cambridge Analytica is the big data grabber.
Explain that. Let's go into that now.
They grab all this data to get the profile so they can develop various advertising models that will affect you, your behavior. So if you're a staunch Democrat, for instance, and you're just there. What they did with you, and say you're a staunch black Democrat in the South during the last election. What the opposition that wanted you to vote for Trump, they look at that voter and they go, well, he's a staunch Democrat, always voted Democrat, black man. He's going to the polls and going to vote for Hillary. So they know they can't win that vote. Maybe they can stop that person from going to the poll. So based on what they know, they send the ad in with Hillary going, bring them to heel, bring them to heel, talking about black people in inner cities, you know, in terms of crime. And then they ran that with a cop with a dog biting a black man on the ground, rough, 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 you know, with her voice, bring them to heel, bring them to heel, with that imaging going into that black man's as a voter. And he went, forget it, I'm not voting for Hillary. He didn't go to the polls. So either preempt or engage. These things are used to manipulate. That's the bottom line. And so Cambridge Analytica developed all these different models. And then they use this in 60 countries to influence 60 government elections. And including the last ones here in Brexit, they were involved in those. Now today, everybody gets it. So all the data is being used in this way. This is our biggest loss of freedom in America and around the world. The idea of having personal privacy, and in the old days when the Constitution was written, it was about the British literally kicking your door in and your home, and your privacy was surrounding this. Our digital doorway has to be considered in the 21st century. It's been kicked in and no one has raised a stink about it. Speech is being silenced everywhere we look and being manipulated everywhere we look by the main communication channels on the planet today. That is a violation of our privacy, and that is a violation of our ability to dialogue as a population, so we can come to conclusions and come to realizations and move our government the way we see it, because we are that government, and the government has forgotten that. And bureaucrats and agencies within government and those that can influence government, who are bigger than you and I as individuals, have stolen it, have stolen our republic and stolen our democracy, and have done it all over this planet. And for what purpose? To reduce us to consumers and taxpayers and drones for people that think they're better than us. I've met a lot of these people. I've seen them up close. What I'm saying is the reality of how people perceive the world and then engage it. And one of the things they know, and I want to mention this because it's extremely important, is when you talk about good and evil, you're talking about the power behind human beings and what moves them and what creates things in the world. And what the world knows is if you can get the creative processes of human beings oriented in a certain way, and then you get that thought held by, say, millions of people at a specific moment and energize it with emotion, which is something that we have. That's the how things are created, you see, in the world. So, and when it's created out of fear, what you create doesn't look very good in the world. You see, if you create it out of love, you create very differently. And the essence of energy that comes through love, God describes himself in one word. God is love. Okay, so this is a very different kind of energy that can come into the world, manifest in everything we do or not. If we run on fear, we're serving the wrong side of this equation. We have to run on something different. We have to run on faith, and we have to know what that means. Faith is knowing what you can do and executing. You know, the people use this thing, do the impossible. You can't do the impossible. That shuts you down and runs your brain in reverse. You have to do the possible. That's the act of faith. See, even the big messages in the world take. Do the impossible. Oh, it's the biggest lie out there. Do the possible. That's how faith forms. You do what you know you can do. And then the next thing reveals itself. The next thing reveals itself. Before you know it, you're moving mountains. But you have to start somewhere, not go to the finish line first. A lot of things are distorted to remove power, because each of us have this huge potential. And we're not evolving to it. We're remembering it. Big difference. Because we all already have it.
This is the last 5 minutes listening to you. That's some of those profound things we've had on the show and what you're describing. I'm hearing you tell me that we are in a race. We're being manipulated. The divinity within us, for lack of a better word, I'll just speak in these terms. The divinity, the consciousness within us is being captured and manipulated so that they can turn it to fear to use it for control. Somebody is, obviously, who they are, doesn't matter. the race becomes, can we realize that we are being manipulated and realize what the truth and realize what our power is? Is that the race?
The race is, can we realize what we are? This is our race. Is what you said is absolutely correct. We're creating the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? What does that really mean? Is it how we look? I don't think so. It's the essence. Now think about our lives over, if we're lucky, we get 80 or 90 out of this lifetime. And this is the world that our body, our physical form that holds our spirit is in fear of losing, you see. So the earth draws you in. The body draws you in. The senses draw you into the earth in a way that allows you to couple with the earth and draw your essence from the earth. And you think that's the reality. So it's all about preserving this physical form, this carrier of your spirit, which here's the thing. You're rolling through this 80 years and you hit the last day of your life and you're in bed and you're dying and you're there. That day, that minute, that second is worth $1 million to you. It's got all the value that you could give it. The next second when you check out, now you have eternity. The value of time is zero. Okay. So put it in perspective and you can let go of fear if you're on the right trajectory for eternity, you know, because this is a short stop between interviews. All right. It's very short, 80, 90 years, very short. So what can we do here is we act on our faith, what we know to be right and true, and we act on that. We make mistakes. We reconcile those mistakes. We ask for forgiveness. We move on. And we learn from those things. We learn from our traumas. We're experiencing the world now, the beginning of mass trauma. Okay, that creates an environment of change where things can change. Our perspective gets shocked. When it's shocked and you drive to fear, you got to fall back into your faith and confidence of going where you are. You're not walking through the valley of shadow of death alone. You know, you can ignore the noise around. You can be the center of that storm and have all this stuff whipping around you, and you can be the calm in the middle of it if you can find that inner part of you. So the fear pushes you into worrying about losing the body, and the body is temporal anyway. It's going anyway. You're going to get a new one anyway. So and at the same time, you have to respect this because it is the very temple that the spirit occupies. It's not the church building. You know, that's the fallacy in the world today. If you believe in that we're at the end of the age.
That's the manipulation. That's the manipulation. To take your power and think your power is out here in this building when the power is inside.
You're standing in it, okay? And so this is what I say. You don't need to organize a group. You're already in it. It's called the human race. We already got plugged in.
I love that.
What you have to do is dial back in to who you are, begin to act with the confidence of who you are, and more reveals itself. And you realize you're not alone in that. And you don't have to call a special meeting.
No special meeting. I love that. One of the things that we focused on here, and you're one of the most interesting people to talk to from the sense of high level scientific mind, very aware of what's going on and very tied in politically. Your family's you understand these processes when you say, I've seen those people. Your brother's in the Senate. You have seen these people. You understand the mindset. One of the things that we've focused on here, and I've tried to figure out from a legal onslaught, a psychological onslaught. I'm seeing how Confederate soldiers are being removed, and it's not about them. It's about Thomas Jefferson, because Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. To me, our strength, the greatest thing we've ever done, our crowning achievement is the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence in this country as a people. That also is our salvation. Those ideas, everything you just said to me screams Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. Privacy, well, the Fourth Amendment, that is the law, that's the supreme law. Who we are, that is our endowment that we declare. This is self-evident, this is true, this is beyond even dispute. This is America, and we just need to reconnect with America in a legal sense as we see, as we get this onslaught. Who are we, and then how can we defend ourselves legally It's with the Declaration of Independence. It's with the Bill of Rights and our own knowing of who we are. We have a legal standing in America. This isn't just ideological. Right. This is a legal standing in this country, unlike any country in the history of this world. What do you say to any of what I just said?
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, and go back 250 years, all right? And go back to that Constitution, which is a living document, right? We can change that periodically, and we have. We've amended it from time to time and grown as a country. You know, I mean, we ended slavery, all right? We dealt with suffrage in terms of the vote. You know, we've done a lot of things as a group of human beings finding our way in the world through a system that has allowed us to do that, has allowed us to make those corrections. These other systems don't. This does and has worked pretty well. I mean, and yeah, we've had some ugly times in our history, just like every other country. And it's in those times of trauma that we learn about ourselves and we grow as a country and as individuals. And we always have. That's what we're here to do. You know, this is the place where we gain a set of values, a base. And America came and created a base of values that we felt should be emulated in the world, not by imposition, but by example. And then we watched over 250 years. Now it's about imposition. You know, we have 800 military bases scattered around the world. We were talking just a little bit while ago about Russia. Russia has two outside of their own country, you know. So, you know, just get real about some of this, you know, in terms of what we're trying to say is a lot of what America was about, it's not about right now because globalists have hijacked so much of our government, because lobbyists control too much power. Because industries with a different intent control too much of what's happening. Because they can take their little pinhole of reality with $1 million behind it and go influence political outcomes. And this is the thing about all that. In some, you know, Brian, let me talk about language and how language is messing with us on the propaganda war. Take a look at bribery and take a look at contribution. And after the break, we'll talk about bribery and contributions. What's the difference in this world of the 21st century?
Great question, isn't it? Wow. This is a profound discussion with Dr. Nick Beggs, EarthPulse.com. You're listening to the Power Hour, and where else would you rather be? I mean, really, where else would you rather be? Stay tuned. More on the other side. I'm going to ask him about the Amazon satellite, 5G.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. soils, like we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the last day of that special, that new product, that Power Silver. It's the best out there. I mean, you know, my contacts in the preparedness industry, the FDA, the big corporations, Whole Foods now is getting rid of colloidal nanosilver. So that tells me I better have it. That's just what it tells me. So we have the best there is, and it's over at the Power Mall. Today's the last day on that. Check that out. And certainly worth your time. Of course, all the great products, the most profound product, the heart drops, the CardioCom, the kidney support from Strauss, all those products are on sale. The Ron Sally, the Heal-On, the Lamb Cream, absolute essential. Just one of those things you have to have, and very convenient and easy, and many other things. If you're not getting these products from us, where are you getting them? If you're not detoxing your body with Happy Bodies Detox from Dr. Sherry Rogers, the phosphatidylcholine to help your cell membrane, if you're not getting it from us, where are you getting it? Because you're not getting it from your food anymore. I mean, that's beyond question. So check that out at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Do us a favor. If you can't order online, order online. It helps us. But if you need to use your phone, I'm not discouraging you, but if you can order online and it's simple for you, then do it. It'll be easy for us. We're getting back to the great Dr. Nick Bagich. Earthpulse.com is his website. And I hope everybody's enjoyed this conversation. It's, again, I've said it like three times now. It's very unique to have somebody who can ride so many fences and have so much view to so many different worlds, the political world, the scientific world, and put it all together. Not many people like that, but here he is. We're talking about the difference between corruption, a bribe, and a contribution. I want to talk about that and then go right into India, what you told me about what is to get a bank account in India right now. So talk about those two things.
Well, first, you know, it's language, and language is you know, sort of the way we see it. So you can reframe things. I'm talking about, you know, bribery. We all know what bribery is, and we all know what a contribution is. But here's, again, going back to what we were saying in the very first half hour, that you got to look at outcomes, not necessarily the input. Okay, so think about the space around words is what I would say. Okay, and that's how I say it to a lot of my friends. So when we think of bribery and getting, what do you get for bribery? You get access to a politician, You get influence over that politician, and you get outcomes. What do you get for a big fat contribution? Well, you get access to the politician, you get influence on his legislation, and you get outcomes. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is one has a committee and one doesn't. That's it. but the result is the same. And so then we legitimize it. So now corporations, who we've also made into human beings by the Supreme Court, because they have all the rights of speech and everything else, they just can't be jailed because there's no one to put in jail. And this is a change that should happen in the law. If corporations have the right of speech, then their boards of directors go to jail when they violate other people's rights. They're the corporation then, and I think they need to remove the limited liability. If they're going to give them speech, political speech, then they get full liability for everything a human being's liable for.
Do you know one time in America, do you know a corporation could not take a living person into court, did not have standing? Did you know that?
Yeah, I can believe that because here's what I know. Do you know that income tax was illegal, unconstitutional? That the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1890s said you can't tax man's labor, that's slavery. But nobody put that, but then they waited, you see, long enough for people to forget about that. And then 1913 is where they made us slaves by changing things in the Constitution that allowed for that income tax, essentially chattling the citizen into a slave state. And so when you talk about freeing the slaves, hey, we're still enslaved to a system that taxes your labor, which was illegal before, as a factor of economic production. That was not confiscated for taxes, your labor, or your entrepreneurship, your creativity. And then you still had land, because you were a farmer back then, most likely, and you had natural resources, and you had the means of production, because you owned some shovels and some blades and axes to chop things down. Nowadays, you have a bank account. And what's that? What is that, really? You know, it's a placeholder for what you might have in value.
You know, what you just said about the income tax, the Supreme Court ruled that you made a fair trade. You traded your labor for money. That's a fair trade and you can't tax it. If you're going to tax it, you're destroying. So you're destroying labor. So you're actually destroying your ingenuity and your individuality. You are actually destroying the creation of God. That's basically what they're saying
right
here. And so I don't know if you've heard of the book, Cracking the Code, Pete Hendricks. We've had him on. Pete Hendrickson. He went into detail what you just said, and the income tax of 1913, 1916 was actually not an income tax. It was actually an excise tax. Check out that book, Pete Hendrickson, Code. Everything you just said, he details it, and then he shows you how it's not an income tax. It's an excise tax because an income tax is illegal. Just like you said.
I'll take a look at it. Great. Yeah,
great
I'll
book.
Take a look at it.
India, quickly on India, and then I got to get to these satellites and 5G. Tell the audience what you were telling me about India.
India did a number of years ago this global sort of ID for their citizenship. And what they did is they took biometrics, which they took fingerprints, iris scans, and face images. Because there, a lot of people don't have fingerprints because they've literally worn them off or they're blind. They don't have the iris. So they did them all. To participate in banking or anything else. So to open a bank account, they made cryptocurrencies illegal. They won't let those transit through normal banking channels there. So they did things to really strap their population into the system on any level, for taxes, for social services, for everything. And it was sort of the beginning. At the same time, they made illegal they confiscated all the 1,000 old circulation 1,000 rupee notes, which were the ones used in bribery. And they actually confiscated them. They said you can turn them in and convert them to new money.
It'd be like taking the $100 bill out of circulation. So basically they took the $100 bill out of all circulation.
Right. And so you had only so much time to account for that money. And if you couldn't, you had to pay the taxes, obviously, on that money. And they did the same thing in Europe with 500 euro notes. You can't use those. They're gone now. And they are talking about eliminating all of it there, and with the next 100 euro notes and dropping down and eventually getting rid of it all. And they're talking about that all over the world and using COVID-19 as the cover story for doing it now, because you don't want to circulate some virus.
Dirty money.
Filthy lucre. You know, so that's the story, right? I mean, this is what's happening. And hey, people will buy. I'm telling you, people will buy into it, except in this country. In a lot of places, Christians aren't buying into that.
I was told ever since I was little, I can remember being almost drilled in my head, the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast. You don't want to do the mark of the beast.
Right. And how that manifests, I think, is going to be, again, in an environment of fear. And again, looking at the broad picture of what we are, and this is what's missed, okay? Because here's what I know. As people come into a greater awareness of what they are as created human beings and begin acting differently, then things will change radically and people will bounce out of the woodwork. You know, because remember this, I say it all the time. When God showed up, he wasn't a CEO. He was a carpenter. I'm not kidding around as I say, look, it's going to be the bus driver and waitress and all kinds of people that rise into who they are. It's not going to be some guy heading a university or some CEO. They might too. But for them to get to the eye of a needle, you know, the old story of a camel.
That's right. They got to unload everything.
They got to reframe a whole bunch of reference points. And the more you have clog in the brain, the more you lose in a lot of this because you got two halves of the brain. One is creative and one is intellectual. And then you have this other thing called emotion and feeling. And so the heart is always involved in that discussion when you hear about it because it's the combination that moves things. And what we are as created beings is when you combine, this is what evil knows. When you combine fear and this kind of energy with a focused attention of a lot of people, that's the essence of occult magic, all right? It's the essence of it.
Wow.
They can take the energy of fear and all of those things that run with it, and anger and jealousy, and get you to move into a thought form that's created amongst millions using media to do that. You create the artificial worldwide mind, okay? And they're talking about this. Look up a PBS special called The Worldwide Mind. It jumps from internet nodes to brain connection globally. Okay, that's where this is headed.
I had to sit up when you just said that was extremely profound. One of the things I've always said, good versus evil, Luciferianism versus Jesus. Lucifer says that God has condemned you to misery by giving you choice. Look at all this choice. Look at what your choice has given you. Get rid of all choice. Let me control it and I'll make you happy. That's Luciferianism. That's the war in heaven. And the opposite is where the spirit of God is, there's liberty. There is liberty. There's freedom. There's individuality. And that Satan, you know, even the old Roman myths about Ares being jealous that Zeus gave fire to man. They gave divinity to mankind, and now Ares wants to take it and use it and to destroy to show what a mistake it was. I mean, that's really the battle that we're having here. Choice versus control.
I mean, it is. It is. It is. And you see, it manifests physically, right, in the world, and then spiritually in the not world.
Right. Yes. Okay, it's like two different. Yes. Okay, fascinating.
So, if you're working from this level, from the physical form, from the world, from in the world, lost in the world, from this form, you don't see this. If you're operating from this place, you see all of this. And then you can discern. And then you can act on based on that discernment. And you begin moving a different direction. You begin having an impact on everyone around you because the energy flows from you in a different way. Because what it's formed on is absolute knowing. This is why you can't buy in to do the impossible. You have to buy into absolute knowing. That's when you have the power to act, when you know. That's
when
you know.
All things are possible. All things are possible to him that believeth. Isn't that what the Bible says?
It does, in fact. But that's the key is, do you believe it? What programming are you feeding yourself? What are you taking in that frames your perception of the world and causes you to act a certain way? This is where the self-reflection and then begin acting out of your own power combined with the divinity that you are. And then you have this laser, right? Because you're a hologram in a sense. This is the best analogy I can make. Think of a hologram within it, all the parts have the whole within it, right? Okay, so that's, think of us as created human beings having this hologram of energy that can be focused through us and in us if we want to be that, if we want to recognize that on the smallest ways, because here's what also I know. There are no small ways. Remember the story of the widow's mite. The smallest thing you do may be the most powerful thing you ever see. And it may be as simple as walking down the street and smiling at someone and saying hello as a reflection of consideration that comes right out of your heart. And that individual in that moment who is going to go blow their brains out, change their mind, and went off and cured cancer. So who cured the cancer? That guy or the guy who rendered the smile? The widow's mite of a smile was the one that had the power in it. So this is what I'm saying is do those things that you know with absolute confidence reflect the creator in you. Do that. Do only that and you'll change it. Start looking at your adversary differently if he's a human being, because he's also, she's also created in the image and likeness of God. And although they may be saying things so repugnant to you, so vile, you cannot engage in anger and fear, because then you've been engaged in the trap. You've fallen into your body. You're defending something that God doesn't need defense. God doesn't need you to pull the trigger. He can do it himself. He needs you to reflect on who you are and be that.
Wow.
Reflect on who you are and be that.
We got about 10 minutes, and I mean, God, I could go on this direction all day. I have to go to Amazon, Bezos basically getting approved for 3,200 satellites by the FCC to put over the United States to basically blanket us in 5G. Your reaction to this, let's just go into the 5G, the whole deal. We got 10 minutes. Go.
Okay. On all of that, you know, when I think about this idea of creating a communication web and what does it do? There's a couple things to consider. First of all, is the energy that's being exchanged, you know, in our environment, what the effect is on us. And wireless is already having an impact. And now you're talking about a global system that's even more precision, that essentially there's nowhere on the planet then that you can be out of that. You're in it. So, and what's the purpose of this? When you think about the when I was in my teens, early teens, and this is in the 70s, I said there's three things that are going to change the world. Information systems, communication systems, and transportation systems. And you look at what's changed the world, those three things. And now replacing them is what comes from them. You've got AI, you've got 5G, you've got networks that can literally look at everything that's happening in the world digitally. And we live in a digital world. And not only that, but all of these signals coming in have created physiological problems for us as well that are manifesting. Because the knowledge of what RF does, radio frequency energy does, there's many reports. The best one, if people search the name Cindy Sage, and it's the bio initiative that they put together in Europe. It's a group of scientists that have looked at this issue and updated their reports periodically. And it's, I think the last update was within a year or so ago, but they deal with all of this because what it's doing to physical health is extreme. And now we're talking about there's no place to hide. Then you look at the financial connection of all of this. When you think about how much of our consumption now is online because of the changes, that is not going back to Main Street because those businesses have failed or are on their way to failing. And that is that tidal wave that we were talking about that hasn't hit yet. So at the same time, you've got all these things just being held in abeyance for the moment, held back for the moment. 5G is the network that will allow absolute control and knowledge of your location, your communication linkages, all of your transactions, everything you do wirelessly on a scale that's just never been seen before.
Well, those are two different things. I mean, one, your health, the health question is different from the control. These are two different questions. What are we supposed to think when we see a country like Israel? Israel has stopped all 5G production. I think Sweden, I think a couple others say, wait a minute, I don't think this is safe. we need to check this out. And America seems to be going headlong into it. What in the world are we supposed to think here?
It's because here's the difference is Europeans use what's called the precautionary principle in terms of when they look at new technology. And what the precautionary principle says is that if the science begins to show concern, you need to warn the public and pull back until you have a full picture. We don't do that in the U.S.
We'll just pay the lawyers. We'll go forward, full forward, and we'll just pay the lawyers, and we'll pay the court fees later.
Right. Now, I'm not saying, because somebody got on me the other day because I said something positive about Europe, and they wanted to beat me up because Europe is so horrible. I'm not saying Europe is a good place, okay? Europe is a big mess, and if you want to see how messy U.S. is going to get if we don't do something, go to Europe, all right, because it is a mess. What I was saying in that context was Trump, we were pulling out our money for defense, you know, because we're running 60% of the NATO budget. And I'm saying, hey, if we had that money in the country, we could have spent it on education and health and other things. And somebody got mad because they said, well, the European health isn't that good. I wasn't saying it was. I just saying we'd at least have the money to spend at home somewhere else, you know, and let the Europeans spend it on defense. And then whatever crummy healthcare system they have now would be worse, I suppose. But at least we're not subsidizing it indirectly by being an offset to their budget.
I was we're getting off topic here. We have a little bit of time, but I have to say this. I was shocked. I went to London about a year or so ago. I was shocked how many Muslims were walking around London, and not in a mean that I'm meaning anything negative towards a Muslim, but just like I thought this was a Christian country. I'm like, wow, I don't even know if this is a Christian country anymore.
It's over. It's over because here's what's happened in Europe. My business partner was a German. He's left Germany. He's left Europe permanently. And what's happened is Europeans are not multiplying. They're not having children.
Right, but the Muslims are.
Yes, and they'll be the majority populations in most European countries within probably a decade.
All right,
enough
get back
so
to 5G.
That you'll see that whole thing change. 5G is about, on the privacy side, it gives you a higher resolution in terms of really invading people's lives, okay? And is it going to go away? Probably not.
How do you protect yourself? How do you protect yourself? Like, you're sitting in your house, you're thinking, okay, there's going to be 3,000 satellites above me. I mean, is there something I can put in my house? How do I protect myself?
This is where I'm at on that, is I'm not worried about the hour and time of when I disappear from this planet, okay? I'm not worrying about that. I'm not going to function that way. There is nothing that you can do easily as an individual to guard against all of this because you have the power grid, you have 5G, you have 4G, you've got all of this RF around you, hundreds of millions times more than was there before we invented these technologies. So it's not going away. It's going to affect us physiologically. What can preserve us? Well, a stronger system, your own health. See, because these are very subtle energy fields. They'll lock on to weak systems that they can manipulate. So healthy bodies, healthy systems resonating with what we are as created human beings, coming into harmony with that. And see, I use that word. You know, people talk about frequency and resonance and all this stuff, and they misuse it all the time. It's everything is pushed into creation out of vibration, if you think about it, where wave fronts come together. Physical things form. That's how it happens. How you look at it as an observer determines whether that wave becomes a particle or stays a wave. You, as an observer.
Wow.
This is physics, okay? This isn't a speculation. So on a very fundamental level, if you can have enough knowledge to know that that's true, then you start to get the picture of what you are. So as you realize that science is trying to figure out what God did, right. And so if you can figure it out from a different way to get to the same conclusion, it's okay. But science is the hard route because to get through your intellect, to get to where faith merges with intellect is what we're about as humans. And that's where the action comes. When we fall back into our individual power of choice, coupled with a choice of how we're going to live and function, then begins to draw out of us the divinity that's in us and allow it to manifest out of us. It's by the small things, the little things, the widow's mite of effort, And that's what we have to begin to do. Function from where we can, which is we're still standing. God has given us the breath of life. We have a choice to either use that breath of life to construct or deconstruct. That's our choice.
Well, that's right. Take that mask off. That's why you need to take that mask off, because the breath of life. What you just said is it doesn't matter what they do or what somebody else does. I wonder what your perception, your belief, your faith as an individual right where you are. And science is really kind of proving that. That's what you just said.
Yeah, and they're mimicking. Yeah, that's right. And they're trying to mimic what we actually can do. You know, you think about telecommunications, you know, the idea of healing with the hands. You know, and I know physicists that have developed that have gone out and measured people to go, wow, there is something here. And then created electronics to do that. There's one device that was in its second stage of FDA approval before my friend Elizabeth Rauscher passed away. It was her technology. But there's a lot going on in this space that validates, you see, these gifts of the spirit in a different way. But then here's the choice, you see, because you can manifest the potential that you were created, and you can choose to use it in different ways. This is important, because what I was talking about the magic of a cult, which is using human emotion and then hooking it to thought, because this is the essence of creation. This brain is the bridge between the physical and the non-physical. Think about when you close your eyes and dream at night. The brain is in this other world, and this is it.
Turn that down a second, Todd. So we're actually allowing our divinity to be hijacked and then used against us to manipulate us. So
that's
we can't
exactly
stop being manipulated. Stop letting, you know, giving them power with emotions like fear and what have you, and holding it and staying in a place of faith, like you said.
Yeah.
Dr. Nick Baggett, earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. An absolute pleasure.
Thanks.
Really enjoyed it. This is going to be up on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Please share this. This is a fantastic interview. God bless you, my friend. We'll see you soon.
God bless you, too. Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your audience. Thank you so much.
And not so long next time. Let's have you on a little quicker.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Take care.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. See you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.